I'm Nick Lippa here with Victory Press writer Melissa Burgess. The AP is reporting Pegula Sports and Entertainment is relinquishing control of the Buttes to the NWHL. Melissa, what does this mean?
Right now, it's a lot of uncertainty. I think some of us maybe had an inkling that this was coming over the last week or so, but we're not exactly sure what this means, and we probably won't know for sure for a while. Whether this means that the NWHL is now going to oversee operations of the Buttes, which I've seen as a possibility, or whether the Buttes kind of just exist in this in-between world where the league isn't going to take back control of them, but I can't see that happening. Another report indicated that the NWHL does plan to have a team in Buffalo this season, but it didn't specifically indicate that that would be the Buttes. So right now it just seems a lot more questions.
According to a statement from Pegula Sports and Entertainment, operational control of the Buttes will go back to the league. But I want to ask you, what is your opinion on, is there going to be an NWHL season? Are you optimistic? How are you feeling about that?
So everything from the league has indicated that there will be an NWHL season this fall. But obviously there is a short turnaround time. We've got to see free agency and a lot of players signing, and especially with the boycott, there's a much smaller pool of players who would be willing to sign in the NWHL for this coming season. So it is kind of all up in the air right now. As for the Buttes, if they do exist next season, I would presume that they would stay at Harbor Center just because they did play there before PSE took control of them. Obviously, it's very different, and when PSE took control, they got their own designated locker room and better facilities and things, so I'm not sure what would happen to all of that, and that's really unfortunate at this point.
So it's a lot of speculation at this point for where it's safe to say things are ambiguous?
Absolutely. I think every day just more questions come up, and even when we hear a report like this, it just raises more questions because there is so much uncertainty if the NWHL will be around next season, even though they say they will, if the Buttes will be around, and now we know PSE won't be involved with the Buttes, but will they be involved in some other aspect of women's hockey if there's something else down the line? And, will there be Canadian teams involved, and what will happen to the players who are boycotting? And it's really just a lot more questions.
So what's your outlook moving forward with all of these things happening in really a relatively short period of time for women's hockey?
I think that all of this is the right step. However far down the line it is, it's they're needed steps to get to whatever the next point for women's hockey is. I certainly hope there is Buttes hockey or women's hockey in some form in Buffalo next season. Overall, I hope there is some form of professional women's hockey in North America next season. And at this point, it really is just too early to tell.
So what's the best thing that fans of the Buttes can do right now?
Buttes fans and NWHL fans, just stay in the loop on things, stay positive, and stay informed about not only what is happening on the surface, but, the issues that are underneath all of this and why the players are doing this and why the teams or the organizations like PSE might be doing this, and look at it from that bigger angle.